This is the BBC.
This is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's a good one. Jared Leto and Tomo from 30 Seconds to Mars, legends, just after their live lounge. Listen to the chat, it's amazing. Also, have you had to do fancy dress at work, and did you hate it? And we further investigate the lyrics of Despacito. BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills here. I have something to play you, which is, literally, it's just dropped this second. It's new Zayn Malik and Sia. That is Zayn and Sia, brand new, Dust Till Dawn.
What a manic start
on BBC Radio 1.
This
I'm so sorry if I sounded really weird at the beginning there, but like the song arrived with us with 5 seconds to go to the end of Newsbeat, which is why I was like, it is.
There was literally about to be another song.
Here's Zayn.
And then, like, the very last second, it's like, whoa, go.
This proves it, right? Lewis and Guildford says, you weren't kidding. Just checked YouTube and this got uploaded 43 seconds ago. Never seen a popular pop song below 1,000 views. Not for long.
Yeah.
Loved the mad rush that you sounded that you were in. Yep, we were. Let us know what you think. Zayn and Sia, brand new on Radio 1. Now, that's what I call a pop emergency.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for all your feedback about Zayn and Sia, by the way. People seem to be really liking that new Zayn track. It's all going on today. So, 30 Seconds to Mars in the live lounge earlier. And I have literally just been told, it's all quite last minute today, which I'm quite enjoying. I've literally been told that Jared Leto is on the show later. Now, I don't get scared that often, but I'm in awe of him.
Mm.
You know, there's certain people where you're like, oh, God.
Well, he is super famous.
So famous.
And very, quite an intense guy as well.
I've seen some interviews where that is the case.
Yeah.
Not in an unpleasant way.
But he's awesome. So what makes you nervous? Slightly because, intimidated? What is it?
Yeah, I get intimidated, I'm not going to lie, by people like that, because they're so talented.
Yeah.
But Jared Leto is on this show after 3 p.m. today. I'm excited and scared and all of that.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. You are freaked out right now.
Some weird moments here. There's times, being at Radio 1, you just have these really kind of like odd moments.
And when you were like 18 and sat there in your like Lonsdale top with your chain on in Watford, this, you wouldn't have thought this would ever happen to you.
I honestly don't take any of this for granted. I love being here. And so Jared Leto, right, just walked through the live lounge, cool as anything, and sees us here and just carried on walking, looked to me and gave me a massive thumbs up.
I know, and I missed it because I was on my phone.
You were on your phone, classic. Well, it's why I just said to you, I was like, Jared Leto's just giving me a thumbs up.
That is mad.
I know you'd expect that. He's just done the live lounge. It was awesome. And everyone listening might think this is really lame, but that is cool.
Yes, it is.
Radio One is awesome.
It's good, right?
This Scott Mills.
Somebody I know FaceTimed me on the way to work this morning, dressed as Robin off of Batman and Robin, because today, in their office, it's fancy dress day. I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah, they don't really do that here, do they? They don't. Something doesn't come down from the bosses saying, right, we're going to do a fancy dress day next week. It's good for the person who's organising it, because clearly it's their sort of wacky day and it's designed to make, you know, maybe make the workplace a bit more fun.
Thing is, now we've said this, Radio 1 will probably implement it. Like, this is just putting ideas in their head. Oh, look, there's Dev as a naughty nurse.
I think it's different though, especially if every day you've got to wear something smart.
Yeah.
Especially. So if you know, having to wear a suit most days, and then on one of those days you've got to wear fancy dress just to jazz things up.
Yeah. Another one of the people involved, another one of my mates, never gets involved in the fancy dress because he doesn't know what to buy and leaves it to the last minute. So he's like, he was in the shop this morning, works for the same place, in the shop, like, what do I buy?
I think fancy dress is really tricky though, because I think so much of the time it's never really your choice to do fancy dress. It's someone else's fun, but it's been forced on you.
Yeah.
And fancy dress is really tricky because you've got to go out. It actually takes time to sort a lot of the time, unless you do something really basic.
I'm not being down on it, because some people really, really love it. But I think you're, I think you either do or you don't.
You're not mad about it. I'm not mad about it.
Someone's just texted, says the man who dressed up as a crab on Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah, wasn't my choice.
Scott Mills.
So many people agreeing on the fancy dress thing. Annabelle's been on. She works at a fish and chip shop and they have to take it in turns when they have a night out once a year. Someone has to dress as a chip.
Why?
And they take it in turns because they work at a fish and chip shop.
Oh.
And everyone hates it, but it's like, oh, this year you're the chip.
Oh, rubbish.
Awful.
Someone's texting saying, Scott, I spent £200 hiring a genuine stormtrooper outfit, fancy dress. Got loads of looks whilst walking down the main road to the party and the most uncomfortable outfit.
Yeah.
Also, by the end of it, they just ended up wearing the helmet right. and the black undergarments because you sort of shed it throughout,
right.
don't
that
you?
That happens. At parties, you start off with the whole outfit and then by the end of it, you're left with just a couple of things, if that. But people either love it or they hate it. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Are you in fancy dress right now?
No, thankfully not.
Do you hate it?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of fancy dress.
I can't bear it.
Mm. I know what you mean. Do you have a go-to fancy dress, Katie?
I haven't since uni, really, apart from one time at work.
There was one time I had a Halloween party and I dressed up as 90s Justin Timberlake. So, like, all denim and that, with, like, a curly wig.
Sounds like a good outfit.
And everyone was like, who are you, Noel Edmonds? So, since then, I've kind of hated it.
Oh, I see what you mean, because of the wig. My go-to is always Ghostbusters, because you can still look quite hot.
Well, do you remember another party I had at my house? I had the jetpack from that costume at my house for years.
The proton pack, technically.
Until it burst one day. So, Casey, what's your deal with fancy dress?
A few years ago, at one of my old jobs, we all dressed up for Halloween. So obviously there was like people dressed up as werewolves and witches and mad surgeons.
All right, so it was Halloween themed, was it?
Yeah, it was Halloween themed.
Mm-hmm. Sexy ghost, sexy zombie, sexy werewolf,
everything,
that kind of thing.
Everything has to be sexy.
Everything sexy, of course.
What were you then?
I copped out a little bit and I just went in black and borrowed someone's cat ears.
Oh, the most boring of Halloween outfits.
Cop out!
I know.
It's like my friend Neil, who is one of the people in fancy dress today. And always, he never knows what to do because he's useless at it. So always just goes as a vicar.
Standard.
A fairly simple outfit.
Why is black cat a Halloween outfit as well?
Because it's easy to do.
Yeah.
You have to think about it. Everyone owns black clothes.
Okay, so it's Halloween. It's at your workplace. Everyone's in fancy dress. What happens next?
So we get called up into a meeting. So we all load up into the boardroom. And our boss tells us that one of our directors has resigned. So we're all sat in this meeting in fancy dress. And the room just fell silent.
Did he resign or do you think there was something else going on there?
Well, she'd not been in the office all week, so we probably should have seen it come in, but...
Okay.
That's amazing. So you're all dressed in your Halloween outfits, but having to deal with really serious situation and news.
Yeah.
To the meeting room, please, everyone.
Bearing in mind as well that the boss who did the meeting was also in fancy dress.
Who took it worst from the amount of people in there, and what were they dressed as?
Well, my friend, I just turned to her next to me and she was dressed up as the toilet ghost from Harry Potter, complete with the toilet seat around the neck. And I just turned to her and she had a look of shock on her face and she just slowly removed her glasses.
Incredible. Did that put you off fancy dress for life after that? Because it's like, you know, hearing quite sad news, aren't you?
Yeah, bad association.
I don't think I've been in fancy dress since this incident. Not that I made much of an effort in the first place, to be honest.
I love the idea of breaking serious news to someone dressed as like a werewolf.
Yeah.
It's very much The Office, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah, it kind of ruined that Friday, though.
It is exactly like an episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Katie.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
I mean, some of the fancy dress outfits I'm getting sent on my social media are amazing, and some of them really wrong. See, here's Gemma. She absolutely loves fancy dress every single year. She plans it for like weeks and weeks and weeks. and like even puts the outfit on, out on the bed the night before just to check and tries it on and all that.
Yeah, maybe we've been a bit harsh because loads and loads of people do love it. Look at this text. I love fancy dress. I always give 100% as I've gone as Slender Man, Sailor, and this year I'll be going as a soldier from Toy Story. See? Some people really do put the effort in.
Absolutely. I like John in Dorset. I mean, he loves it. He loves his fancy dress days at work. Especially last year's theme, Come As Your Mum, where everyone has to dress as their mum.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more into it now.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but...
Scott Mills.
Okay, I'm into this much more now, this fancy dress thing. Sean from Leeds. Last party theme as fancy dress was Bond Girl. That is class.
Yeah.
We've got so many to choose from.
And also, thank you everyone sending in pictures of them doing fancy dress. Catherine on Twitter has sent in a picture of her as a unicorn.
Yeah.
Last Halloween with a sort of massive purple horn on her head.
Sure. I've actually just looked up some Bond girls to decide which one I want to be at my next Halloween party.
Well, yes, I love your Halloween party. And we do actually think about who we're going to be all year. It's a sort of ongoing kind of talking point with us, isn't it?
Yeah. So, in fact, I've decided my next theme next time is Bond Girl. So, who are you going to be?
So, everyone...
I can see you as Honey Rider.
I don't know that one.
Right, look her up. I think I'm like Plenty O'Toole.
I don't know. Again, are these real ones or are you...
Look, these are all real. Tiffany Case looks good. You've got Pussy Galore there.
I know that one.
You've got Mary Goodnight. The lists are endless.
I don't know if you're making them up.
Scott Mills.
Just still remind you of Chelsea.
Binky, yeah.
Binky and Bitty.
Bitty
and
Frederick.
What are the other
Proudlock.
Names? Proudlock.
I don't know who the newer characters are on that show now.
Have you stopped watching?
Yeah, I've kind of... I have stopped. Yeah.
Was it not more your girlfriend that was into it than you?
I don't know. I sort of... I think I did... I might have said that she was into it, but I kind of enjoyed watching it as well,
if I'm honest. It's a bit like Towie. Can you tell me some of the new ones?
No. Well, saying that, we had a couple on. We had... Olivia Bentley on the show didn't we?
Yeah. I love people that are so posh that they don't actually say yes. It's just, yeah.
I'm just seeing some of the names involved. Tiffany. Mimi.
Love. That was M83 and Midnight City on BBC Radio 1. Okay, I'm going to play you something, what?
Nothing.
Oh. Something you spotted there?
Sorry, just we were Googling and just an article that popped out.
Sure.
Angered me very briefly.
Okay. You don't want to discuss that,
no? I don't.
All right, then. Let's move on to one of our...
Apparently, Toff from Made in Chelsea.
There's someone called Toff?
Toff, yeah.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, there is, actually, and I've met her, and she's very nice.
But her name's Toff. What's that short for?
But the article says Toff wants to date a normal person.
Toffee. Is that what it's short for?
I don't know. Don't know. Oh, Georgia Toffolo.
Oh, Georgia.
The only reason why it grabbed my attention was just it said, Made in Chelsea star Georgia Toffolo wants to date a normal man.
And his
the
news,
word normal
his,
angered me.
Right, yeah, but here's news for you, babe. Babe, you're normal, you're just rich and on TV.
Who are you talking to?
Toff.
Oh, Toff.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
So many people in Essex have not been in Towie because it's been on so long now that I thought all of them had been. That's mad.
Still, there wasn't like loads of messages, but that is because so many people have been in Towie.
Yeah. James, he's from Romford, hasn't been in it. Josh, he's from Grays, not been in Towie as yet, but is hoping to.
Jamie hasn't been in, but his brother and his girlfriend has.
Right. Yeah, there aren't that many messages, so we should guess, as we say, that most people have been in it.
One, Scott Mills.
Hi, Olivia.
Hiya.
Hey.
Hey.
You at work?
I am, yes.
What do you do?
I am a dental nurse.
Yes, to dental nurses. Hello there.
Hi.
Are you in the mask right now?
I'm not in the mask at the moment. I'm due to be.
Also, I don't know whether they're kind of industry standard, but my dentist makes me put these...
sunglasses,
these
right?
glasses on. Well, they're not. They're kind of clear. And I feel, I don't know about you, Olivia, they could be a little bit more fashionable.
To be honest, we've got quite funky ones here.
Have you?
Yeah, we've got the ones, you know, like what you get for props. The big stars and stuff, especially
big comedy
kids.
Ones.
Yeah.
What, like massive comedy glasses?
Yeah, we're basically just a joke.
Olivia, you know what's going to be a game changer for you?
Right.
And for everyone, when virtual reality really kicks off in dentist places, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
So I can lie back there, put the glasses on, but
you're on a roller coaster.
Oh yeah, like yeah. I could be in space.
Ride. Oh, that's such a good idea.
It's a complete game changer.
Bad.
Scott,
right. You need to write that down.
It is a good idea. It's the future.
You've said it on the radio now, so therefore someone's going to steal it.
It's the future.
Scott. Yes. I wanted to thank you for my birthday shout-out on Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, is that you?
That's me.
All right, so you were giving your boyfriend loads of stress, because I saw it on Twitter, of going,
yeah.
Well, what's your boyfriend's name?
Sam.
Yeah, you're like, well, Sam, better get me a mention from Scott Mills on his show today. And you gave him quite a bit of pressure there, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a great impression of me too. Thanks.
But it did actually work.
Yeah,
you're
having a big week. One other thing that we sort of touched on the other day with dentists is when I go to the dentist, I don't know if anyone else knows what I'm talking about here, but when you have to spit at the end into the impossibly small target, which is next to you on your chair, like you've got to like basically do a sit-up and then try and spit the mouthwash into the thing.
You're right.
Actually, why does that stress me out so much? Like, why is it so difficult?
I mean, it's a very difficult position, so you tend to dribble.
I mean,
and
it's
obviously
a full
you've got all eyes staring at you.
It's a full on. It's a full on crunch in the gym to get up, isn't
it's
it?
It's a full on crunch, and then everyone's staring at you whilst you spit this thing out, and the pressure and everything. I don't know why.
Because they're all looking.
It.
And make
they have electric chairs where you go.
Well, also make the target bigger, please. I can't aim for that.
Why is it so small? It drives me mad. Also, I feel a bit bad, sort of spitting it out in front of you. But anyway,
yeah.
Bangers.
Here's fantastic. What I've got for you today. Yes. I mean, it's quite a Scott choice. Kesha, Die Young.
Okay.
Actually a good song.
That is a tune. Okay, my choice today, Olivia, is this. It's old school Groove Armada. This is Get Down.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I love this so much. I've not heard this for ages. That's my banger's choice today.
Okay. Olivia.
Yes.
What are you going to say?
Oh, today, I think it's quite an easy one for me today.
Yeah?
I don't want to say this because I do love you to bits, Scott, but it's got to be Chris.
Come on. Won the week.
What is going on? When it's got the music, yeah, right. Yours sounded good, actually.
I thought it sounded great. A few people on saying it was a robbery. Kesha should have won.
Yeah.
A few people saying you haven't got the range.
Right.
Anymore.
Here's the thing. Do you think this person says, Scott, this is Callum in Cardiff. You've lost your touch. You haven't got the range. Maybe I haven't got the range anymore.
You think you've lost the range?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to get it back? I don't know what you do. Do you remember, what you did at one time? I thought you were seeing someone from the music team here. Because suddenly, do you remember the banger's choices suddenly got epic?
Oh, you thought I was having off with someone from music team, didn't
yes,
you?
Yeah. Some sort of deal.
Yeah. I think what the easiest thing to do is to give this feature a rest for a bit, like we've done with Inuit Domingo.
No, because you're losing.
Yeah.
No.
It's like I'm one of those people on Christmas Day when you're playing a board game and your family and it's not going your way, it's like flip the board over.
Are you serious? We're
I don't
not
know.
Stopping this.
I don't know. I just if I'm well,
what is wrong with you?
It's my show, so...
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's you remind me often.
It's my ball and I'm going home. It's Scott Mills. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
what you just made me do.
As our leader there. Do not disobey her. Do everything she says. Taylor Swift, and look what you made me do on BBC Radio 1.
I think we need to explain that a little bit, why we call her our leader.
Well, because she is.
It just looked at one point, I think it was last year or the year before, she was her squad was growing and it was becoming very, very prominent.
Yes.
And we were wondering, she was like a leader in that sense.
Well, no, she is like the leader of the actual world.
Right. Okay. That was our theory. Anyway.
Oh, apparently we shouldn't give up bangers. A lot of people, no, hundreds of people are saying...
Yeah, no, bangers is staying.
Yeah, it's definitely staying. Only joking.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
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 It's always odd to catch people after the live lounge because... it's almost cruel in a way, I think, because it's like, and now you're going to do this interview. And you're probably like, oh, I don't need
this.
Is it
like 50-50 if people are really bummed out or they're really happy, yeah, depending on how it goes?
Yeah, either super happy or just like, I don't want to talk to you. There's no in between.
Guilt, the shame. Yeah.
So where are you at with this right now?
No, man, we're happy. I'm going to tell you honestly, we don't take it for granted for a single second.
It's true.
I think that we're humbled to be here, and all of us, and we recognize that it's an incredible opportunity to share our music with people. I'm just super grateful.
Yeah. And how did you feel it went today?
Incredible.
Awesome.
Incredible.
Amazing. Yeah.
I don't think it could have gone any better.
And, amazing having a gospel choir as well. Don't you just think you would like to have a gospel choir almost follow you around? Because it just makes everything epic.
It's incredible.
Every situation.
Better. Even when I'm talking.
It's mad to think as well that your first live lounge was 10 years almost to the day.
I mean, when That's they told nuts. Me that earlier, I didn't
right.
believe them.
Yeah. And when you covered Stay by Rihanna, they probably already told you this, but still Radio 1's second most viewed live lounge of all time.
Absolutely incredible. And, we had no idea that it would reach that many people. But when we're touring all over the world, people, they really respond to that song. They ask for it. They request it all the time. And it's because of the live lounge.
And for you guys, does it really hold the live lounge? What does it mean to you? Both,
a lot.
You're saying?
The live lounge, I'm going to be honest again, one more time. Twice I'm honest, and then I'm going to start lying.
Mark it for the record. All right, for the record.
This is too much honesty for radio and just entertainment in general. Live lounge has changed our lives, period. It's changed our lives. The ability for us to share a different side of ourselves has been life-changing. It's so many people have heard the previous live lounge performances that we've done, Kanye West, Lady Gaga, Bad Romance,
and
Rihanna, Stay.
Yeah.
And then to be able to play our songs acoustic, as a rock band, I think it showed a different side of us.
Yeah.
And it's been an incredible thing.
So, Jared, would you say that Radio 1 has changed your life?
Yes.
Clearly.
Absolutely. No,
I'll definitely be happy with that.
I mean, look, when you're playing, we started at the Barfly in London, and we played every venue in this town, half of which are closed now.
Yeah, it's true.
We played Wembley, and then we played O2, and then a couple of times. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without Radio 1. I mean, we reached people in a way that you just can't do in another way.
I think what's awesome as well is you guys, and you were describing it earlier, is the buzz that you still get from this, despite, how massive you are in the places that you're playing, especially with the amount that, you guys have also got on elsewhere, films, etc. Would you say that music is still your first love, or would you say that acting has given you this new
Look,
buzz?
I do a lot of different things. I direct, I produce, I act, I make music, and many other things. And I think a lot of us do different things. I'm not really anything special. I think it's a sign of the times that we live in, that people are multifaceted. But there's nothing like standing on stage playing a song that you've written with your band
and having it sung back to you,
and just connecting with an audience like that, going on tour, seeing places. We never in a million years thought that we would come to the UK and sell a single ticket. Never. So this is all just, it's just mind blowing.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Jared, just talk about your film career. I always wanted to know this from general film stars. Where is your Oscar?
My Oscar was in my kitchen at my old house. And I'm going to be honest right now, I have no idea where it is.
You don't know where it is.
I have no idea.
You can't lose your Oscar.
The night I got the Oscar, I was like, you're psyched to get it and to share that moment. And
but then you have a couple of drinks.
You know what? The night I had it, I was at a giant party, probably 500 people, and I just let it go and let people start taking pictures of it.
Oh,
and
my God.
Do you know
like
what the
45
problem
minutes
is?
Later, it came back to me, and I was like, oh.
Oh, right, this
yeah,
thing.
That's cool. It had a couple of mix like, in it.
Do you ever want to give it to friends? Like, friends must be, oh, can I just borrow your Oscar to just put in my place to just sort
just
of look,
the weekend.
Look good? And then they end up keeping it. We did a show called Robot Wars. Yeah. Very different. Now,
because
we
this got is a, entirely different.
We got a Robot Wars trophy, and a lad I know, Chris Burnett, he's now got that in his house, and I'm never getting
what
that
back. What do
you
mean?
No.
He's. Oh, yeah, sorry. We meant to share the trophy.
Me and him
that.
Share the we trophy, but you've show. Given it to your mate, have you?
My mate's currently got
but
it.
But as of now, Jared, you have no idea where that is. No.
I don't know where it is, but I have a feeling it's in Los Angeles somewhere. Yeah, unless somewhere it's on eBay.
Well,
I don't know.
Check. We thought with you guys as well, being in the UK, you obviously get to spend quite a bit of time here getting involved in what's going on. And I don't know if you really get a chance when you have a break, if you do what I do sometimes, which is you find yourself in like a YouTube hole,
just watch
something
videos.
On YouTube, then you link to another video, then another video.
I have in the past, but it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It's a dangerous game because after a day or two that you need to talk to someone.
You the know? YouTube hole is a deep hole.
It right, is yeah.
a very deep, yeah, deep
it's
hole.
It's very, very deep.
There's one I want to play you guys now, which, okay. I mean, I don't know what you're going to think about it, but basically it's an Irish family trying to get a bat out of a kitchen. When you explain these videos, they don't sound great, but trust me, it's a good one. Can I show you?
Sure.
So, Irish family chasing a bat out of their kitchen. It would be great to get your thoughts.
Oh, my God, this sounds funny.
Okay, here we go.
To the bat. Get a bat. Get a bat. Get a bat out of the house. Mum, will you get out?
Mum, will you get out?
Catch him, Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy.
Bigger towel.
Get him. Oh, oh. Mummy, will you stop looking in the door? Oh.
Will you stop looking at the door?
Catch him, Daddy!
Catch him, Daddy!
You're doing great! You're doing great!
And the guy is hiding outside the door. Like, this guy's obviously terrified.
You're
He's
doing a great job, Daddy.
From the other
stand
side
up,
of the
Daddy.
Guy.
Oh,
catch him, Daddy! Catch him, Daddy!
He's
for the love of
you,
God,
right?
Catch him, Daddy!
Dad, the dog's after peeing! You're tiring
oh
him out.
Oh, God.
He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left.
He's
go
like
on,
McGregor.
Catch him now.
Okay, I want that to be your new favourite video on tour.
This is the end of the world.
Catch him, Daddy. Leave the bat alone.
Catch him, Daddy. Is he saying Daddy or Derry?
Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh.
Catch him, Daddy.
Guys, thank you so much for an incredible live lounge, as always, today. And thank you so much for sharing the love of Radio 1. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so
Our
much
pleasure.
As well.
Thank you.
One. Scott Mills.
We were saying on the show yesterday that these Spanish hits are massive at the moment, like absolutely huge.
Yeah.
So generally they come out of Latin America, and then somebody like Justin Bieber or Little Mix jumps on the track.
Well, I think there's a filter, isn't there? They see which ones are going really big, because there is a lot of music in this kind of type, and then a big famous pop star goes, right, let's jump on that one right now.
Yeah, and then it becomes a hit in America, the rest of America, and becomes a hit here as well. Generally, because they just put some English in it.
Mm.
And the original versions have no English words. So, obviously, Despacito, and then the Cinco and Little Mix track, and the Enrique Iglesias, Sean Paul, Matt Terry one. I mean, it is the sound of summer 2017. When we played the Little Mix one yesterday, like, these get billions of views and streams. I thought, like, they all sound a bit the same.
Yeah.
How hard can it be?
I know what you're thinking. You want a slice of the pie.
Well,
it's something that we could think about doing. I totally agree.
The thing is, I do say this about a lot of things, and it never happens. But seriously,
I feel we should consider it.
Right. Also, I know we've touched on this a bit before, but if you translate the words of Despacito, which obviously are in Spanish, into English, it's well creepy.
Mm. Because all the songs sound really quite sexy when you listen to them.
Yeah, because Spanish is a
really,
sexy language.
Yeah, I don't really question the lyrics.
Okay, let me just go through some of these ones from Despacito, okay? So if the song was in English, this is what it would be saying.
Let me surpass your danger zones to make you scream and you forget your last name.
Right.
Now, I think
that would be a rubbish lyric in a British pop song.
Well, a terrible chat-up line as well.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a good thing.
Let me surpass your danger zones. I mean, is this some kind of examination or...?
Yeah, this is the thing. It's hard to know the context.
It's like a routine medical or something or...? Here's the next bit.
If I ask you for a kiss, come, give it to me. I know that you're thinking about it. I've been trying for a while. Baby, this is giving and giving it.
Okay, I definitely don't think it's a medical examination.
No.
Do you or...?
No, I agree. But it's still, it's weird language.
You know that your heart with mine makes you go bang, bang. You know that she is looking for my bang, bang.
What?
Come taste from my mouth to see what it tastes like.
See, that's too much for me, that.
Someone has got to go on Tinder and use these as lines.
Come taste from my mouth and use it. It's really weird.
It's weird.
Very strange.
I want to see how much love you can take in. I am not in a hurry. I want to take the trip. Let's start slow, then wild.
It's very colourful language. And this is the problem. I think if we were to try and make a reggaeton smash, the lyrics will be an issue for us.
Right, yeah, definitely. Because how far do you go? I mean, this is pretty full on, isn't it, for a first chat to someone?
Slowly, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just want to hear you screaming, oh my God, I can move forever when it is with you.
Right. Job done. Let's get a room. Right, I'm going to play this Súbeme la radio one now, right? Listen to this and ask yourself a question. How hard can it be?
Súbeme la radio.
Sunshine in the rain. In the mind is the pain. Dep on me out like stain. Yeah, yeah.
See, I just feel like I'm on holiday, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's that sound, isn't it?
I just want to spray suntan cream all over my body.
Lovely. Well, maybe that could be the lyrics if we were to make a reggaeton song.
I'm writing that down.
I want you to rub as...
sun cream.
Shouldn't do it in the voice.
My sexy body. Sexy body. There we are, good. That was Súbeme la radio by...
Beautifully done.
Quite good, wasn't it? You know when you surprise yourself, like, oh.
Which translates to turn up the radio.
Does it?
I think so.
I'm Ricky Iglesias, Sean Paul, Matt Terry.
Let me surpass your danger zones to make you scream and you forget your last name.
Here's the thing, right? I'm not convinced that I've ever screamed so hard that I've forgotten that my surname is definitely Mills.
Although it sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
You don't like it when I read these lyrics out to you, do you?
Well, no, because I'm the one opposite you and it's kind of like you're reading them to me.
I'm a bit obsessed with... I've just translated the lyrics from Spanish to English of Súbeme la radio and I mean they're quite good as well.
I want to see how much love you can take in. I am not in a hurry. I want to take the trip. Let's start slow, then wild.
No.
You keen or?
No, thank you.
I like it.
But in Spanish, lovely. But, but no, thank you.
I'd like it if that was the answer. If it was like a duet and that was the answer back.
Yeah. If I ask you for a kiss, come, give it to me. I know that you're thinking about it. I've been trying for a while. Baby, this is giving and giving it.
No.
No, thank you.
It's a no from me.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow we're back on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. and at 3:30 we've got Zayn Malik. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.